This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. You know, I heard the top of the hour news, and President Biden is calling on Congress to stop shrinkflation. Class, inflation is, it takes more dollars to buy the same amount of goods, okay? So your purchasing power has been decreased. That's what inflation is. Shrinkflation is the packaging is getting smaller and the contents are getting smaller. So you're paying the same amount or more, but you're getting less. So it's also inflation. You can call it shrinkflation. You can call it inflation. And the president has said that he's going to call on Congress to put a stop to shrinkflation. He has no business telling companies what size to make, unless we have a uniform products series of laws that says, you know, a mayonnaise jar is going to be this big, that's it, period, and there's only going to be one size of mayonnaise jar, and I'm okay with all that anyway. But as far as shrinkflation and calling on Congress to fix it, he and Congress are the guys who caused it. He and Donald Trump were sending out $600 and $1,200 checks and said, y'all just be happy. Here's some free dollars and go spend them. And what did it do? We said it was going to be massively inflationary. And guess what? It is. And now he says, but I don't get as many Doritos and Oreos and chips in the bag. What's going on? He caused it. He and his cronies caused it. If the free market were working properly, we wouldn't have these problems. I was reading a series of posts about people who bought new washing machines, new dishwashers, and they hate them. They absolutely hate their new dishwashers because now they have a dishwasher in their kitchen. It takes twice as long as the old one used to take, and they have to wash their clothes. They have to wash their dishes twice in order to get them clean. And they can't put in the powder. They have to use these prepackaged pods, which cost two and three times as much. So the detergent costs 2 and 3x. The dishwasher costs 2 and 3x. It lasts 1/2x, and it uses 2x the water. And it's considered high efficiency. And it's not. It's not. And Frank, I was reading about clothes dryers, and there are companies that are experimenting with technologies for improving the efficiency of clothes drying. So it used to be pretty simple. If you had a clothes dryer, you had some kind of a heat source, whether it be natural gas, propane, or an electric element, and air would blow through a through the tumbler, the drum, and it would get warmed up, and the warm air would be more inclined to absorb moisture than cool air, so they use warm air to heat the air to absorb the moisture in the clothes so the clothes would dry, you know, efficiently and quickly. And now what they're experimenting with is ultrasonics. So they are going to vibrate the molecules of the fabric of the clothing to just shake those droplets of water right off the clothes. And, of course, I'm thinking it's going to destroy the fabric of the clothes by vibrating them unnecessarily. I mean, this is like dumb. That's where we're going, Frank.
Yeah.
And putting a heat pump in a dryer? Really? So now you need to have all the mechanics and the refrigeration and of a heat pump in a clothes dryer that used to just have a thermo disc and a timer and an element? I mean, you know, three parts. Now we're going to have a refrigeration system?
which
in
caused
a dryer?
That.
Unbelievable.
Oh, I know.
Unbelievable.
And that's why, as Kathy says, I have my 3-year-old mate that I want to keep, but you have whatever. And it's so hard because, like, I feel I have really no control, and obviously you don't too. It's just manufacturers. It's, Vince, at one time, appliance was very much the same from year to year to year to year, and it was so nice because you'd had a certain amount of parts in a certain amount of automobile, and you could almost repair everything to your day's work. Today, and for whatever reason, I mean, I think they copied the automotive industry. Every year, they have to come with some sort of a new model, a new thing, a new gadget. But the bad part, it doesn't work as well. And it's so frustrating, huh?
When we buy auto parts now, you know, if we call up AutoZone and say, you know, we've got a specific, like, let's say, Chevrolet 2017, and it has a specific engine, they'll say, okay, so what was the month that it was made? Because they changed the spark plugs, mid-year, or they changed the exhaust system mid-year, or they changed the water pump mid-year. It's awful. They couldn't wait. They couldn't wait. I mean, so, Frank, when we were young, you could buy a headlight, a round headlight, for a car for 99 cents. And then they improved them, and there were two sizes. There was, like, if you had four headlights in the front of the car, whether it be a Chevy, a Plymouth, a Dodge, Chrysler, Ford, didn't matter. It was a round headlight, and there were only two sizes. And you could buy Sylvania, General Electric. You could buy, and they all worked, and they were interchangeable, and they were 99 cents for the small ones. You know, the big ones are probably $1.49, but now a headlight is like $1,000. For the acrylic lens, and you might need two. We have lost our way. We've literally lost our way, and it's very difficult. When we buy automobile parts, probably somewhere around a third of the time they get them wrong. A third wrong. So, the vehicle comes in, we tell them what we need, and then it's wrong, and then they have to bring the part out tomorrow. The correct one. So I'm sure this is going on with the appliance business too.
Oh, Frank, for sure.
Are we going to get into some specifics on repairs?
Yeah, we've touched on how to buy a fridge and a washing machine and a dryer. I thought today we would get into the stoves and possibly microwaves and dishwasher. And you did mention a point of dishwasher. So because things are not made as well as they should be. When the time comes that you actually do need a dishwasher for whatever reason, do think of these components or concepts. There's a lot of dishwashers out there, but my recommendation is that you buy something that has a stainless steel inside, okay? So right off the top. The reason for that is it's going to last that much longer. It's going to be that much quieter. But something that a lot of people forget when they're shopping around for a dishwasher is that you pack that dishwasher with dishes, but see, you do it on the bottom and you do it on top. So it's very, very important to spend maybe a little bit more money, but get a dishwasher that has a wash arm on the bottom, a wash arm on the middle, and a wash arm on top. Three wash arms. So even before you look at anything else, and dishwashers are fairly, like, straightforward. It's not like a fridge where you can have the seal system problems from the Asian market kind of thing. So that's the first thing. And then obviously look for the price factor. But if you don't see those three things in a dishwasher, the wash arms, the three wash arms, then, move away from it. So that's my thing if you're going and buying a new dishwasher. When you get your dishwasher at home, obviously a little scraping before you put your dishes in is always nice to help with that mortar and help with that pump. I have seen things in dishwashers. Sometimes I'm a bad person, Vince. I don't know if you know that. When I go to the dishwasher that's not draining properly or washing properly. So I go in, I kind of know what it is. So I kind of take every little component from the dishwasher and I put it on top of the counter. Piece by piece. So what's the problem? Well, here it is. Yeah. What I'm trying to say is you've got to be a little bit more careful when you're putting things into a dishwasher. It's not a carburetor. There is a carburetor thing that will mince and carburete dirt, but dishwashers are not. Even though they sometimes say, oh, yeah, this thing will, you know, but the truth of the matter, it doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't pulverize chicken bones.
No.
And it doesn't pulverize ribs. And it doesn't it doesn't. And I know that chickens and used to be sewn up when they were cooked with thread. And I can imagine some thread, sewing thread for Thanksgiving turkey, ending up in there too. I saw a commercial, I can't believe it, I've decided to watch a few commercials on television to see what they're like. I got to tell you, Frank, these are aimed at the dumbest audience on the planet. There are these gals who were talking about their dishwasher, and they don't have to scrape. They're not going to do it. They are not going to scrape the pots and pans. They're not going to get off the big chunks. They're going to use this 2X powered pod, and they're going to throw that in the dishwasher, and it's going to do everything for them. So they don't have to remember to pre-soak. They don't have to remember anything. They can leave that caked on crud on their pots and pans and dishes and just throw it in there, and everything's going to be just wonderful. And I don't believe it for a second. I don't believe so. That was one of the things I wanted to talk about, Frank. And this has nothing to do with fixing appliances or dishwashers, but it has to do with what Frank's saying, and that's making them last longer. So I end up doing the pots and pans around our house. I do them all the time. I mean, every day, many times a day. And if I'm making scrambled eggs for the dogs, and the scrambled eggs stick to the bottom of the pan, what I do is I add a little bit of water, like a quarter of an inch of water on the bottom of the pan, put it back on the stove, and let it sit there. And then maybe 15 minutes later, I'll turn it on low. I'll heat up the bottom of that pan. It'll loosen those scrambled eggs. And if I want to add those scrambled eggs back to the dog food, I can. Or I can just use a scrub brush and just by the heated water loosening the eggs on the bottom of the pan. That's it. That's all it takes. We don't put pots and pans in the dishwasher. We don't do that. And maybe that's why our dishwashers seem to last, I don't know, 18 years? Maybe that's why. There's one other thing I wanted to mention, Frank, about dishwashers. Now, some people really are fashion conscious, and they don't want to see the buttons. They don't want to see these push buttons. So the push buttons are right on the top edge of the door. That seems like the dumbest place to put them, because I know steam rises. I know it. I've seen steam rise my entire life. It always goes up. It never goes down. And that's like the best place to destroy the switches and the controls and the motherboard, right? Isn't that the wrong place to put them?
And we come back up.
Okay. We'll be right back. Bash.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's
877-878-4203. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank Pacheco's with us, and we're talking about appliances. We're weaving a whole bunch of lessons into today's dialogue and dishwashers. So stainless steel tub is a good way to go. Three wash arms, one at the bottom, one at the middle, and one at the top is the way to go. And And I mentioned the controls, having the controls in the door at the top where there's condensation, steam rises. I think that's a terrible idea. Frank, your thoughts?
Yes, I don't know who came up with the idea. Does it look that much more again? But here are the steps that go. So you decided that you want to buy a dishwasher with the controls on top. Okay. First of all, you got to preset all those controls before you shut the door because you don't know. Okay. So now you're this dishwasher is open and you're wondering if this is going to start before you close the dishwasher. At least that's the way I feel when I'm repairing these things. Okay. So you program it around, so you close the door. But now because you can't see what's happening, they have a little indicator light that shines on the floor to tell you where the dishwasher is, okay? And then all of a sudden you say, oh, shucks, I forgot to put another spoon inside. What did you do? How am I going to cancel this? It's on the counter. So you kind of open the door. Now, if you're lucky enough, the wash arm will not be in the position that will wash your face. And if you're not, you're going to spare at it because you just got your face washed too. So tell me, I don't know, like, who comes up with these ideas and do they... So it's really kind of interesting,
So Frank, I went to the kitchen during the break just a few minutes ago, and dishwasher's is in the wash cycle, and all the controls. It's Kenmore. It's about 18 years old, and it's got a black skin. It's nice. It matches the black stove. It goes with stainless steel. It's not up to the minute elegant, but you can see the LEDs that say what the cycle is. You can program it. You can say, and I'd rather have a mechanical timer, but you can't get those anymore.
No, so not anymore.
It's air dry rather than heat dry. So that means that the tub is going to last longer. The element's going to last longer. The gaskets are going to last longer. We don't see any need to run the hot air dry and save the electricity. That's what we're doing. So the gasket works fine on the door. Now, there's another thing that's really important to me, and that is the quality of the basket. Now, I've noticed that General Electric has had a thinner basket with thinner vinyl on it. And if you put the dishes, heavy, full-size dinner plates on there, it kind of wore out the vinyl that covered the steel basket. And then when they start to rust and you have these little pieces of vinyl chipping off, they plug up the holes in the washing arms, and then it doesn't wash worth the darn. Then you have to, take tweezers and pick out the little pieces of plastic that plug that. So if you get one with a heavier basket, that's the way to go, because a basket now, well, heck, I don't know about now, but maybe 3 years ago, just the lower basket on a General Electric dishwasher was like $140, $140. And the price of the whole dishwasher when it was new was like twice that.
But that's why where you do a Kyle-ism?
Kyle-ism, yeah.
You start looking for that. That was such a great and class. If you didn't hear that class on Thursday, you should, because that is such a beautiful technique. Is get something with the same model number, same style, and just rip the parts and keep it. Because yes, Vince is right. The basket to get it from the and be happy if you can get it. Here's a 150 plus in terms of, and the cutlery basket too, so on and so forth.
Now, what you can do, class, in the short run, you can buy liquid vinyl brush-on repair. Now, it comes in like what used to be a nail polish size bottle, actually a little bit bigger than that. So the cap has a brush in it, and you can, if you have a clean basket, you can brush on the repair or replacement vinyl. And it works for a while. It's not going to last as long as the original, but it will last for a while. So the bottom line is, don't you all be putting those dishes in, really hard. Be gentle. Be gentle with them.
Be gentle.
And avoid, sharp items that can abrade and beat up that vinyl. Because you might find out that you can't get a new basket or a replacement basket. Then you'll have to buy a whole new washing machine, which is going to last a quarter as long as the one you used to have. How about that?
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
USA News Update. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is backing his boss after last week's special counsel report that referred to issues with President Biden's memory. Mayorkas says the special counsel's investigative report on Biden's handling of classified documents was no place for that feedback.
The special counsel made gratuitous, unnecessary, and inaccurate personal remarks.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Tragedy strikes over the weekend. The CEO of one of Nigeria's largest banks, Herbert Wigwe, along with his wife and son, died in a helicopter crash near Interstate 15 in Southern California's Mojave Desert. Herbert Wigwe, who served as the chief executive of Access Bank, was among six people aboard the aircraft when it crashed shortly after 10 p.m. local time. All six people on board died, including two pilots and the former chair of NGX Group, Nigeria's stock exchange. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are you
got
your
take my
when you go to
the
DC
for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Frank, what's next?
Well, three beautiful nuggets for dishwashers. One of them is try to be around when you're doing using your dishwasher. It's one of the most common appliances that can leak pretty badly. I don't know for our class next time if you do have a dishwasher, you can see there's about a lip of what, no more than 2 inches, stopping all that water from coming down and causing a bit of a flood. And believe it or not, the fill valve can get stuck in the open position, and if you without you being there, you can come home to a bit of a disaster. So So try to, and Mrs. Pacheco knows that. And then she warns me, oh, we can't leave now. The dishwasher is still on.
Frank, that's a really, really good point. And it's it's not only dishwashers. It's many appliances. For example, we don't leave the stove on. So if we're going to leave the kitchen for a minute or two, we shut the stove off because one thing might lead to another. You know, a dog may need some help. Someone may distract us and say, hey, can you help me for a minute? And it might be 15 minutes. We'd burn the house down. So we don't leave the stove on unless someone is in there. And every time we turn the stove on, we turn the timer on, even when we're in there. Okay? Because it's easy to, you know, hop on the computer in the kitchen, do a little bit of research, get distracted, and then, you know, have a fire. But we're talking about the clothes washer. That has water in the tub. That can leak. There's no question about it. The dishwasher. Pretty much most appliances, Mrs. Finelli and I and our son will not leave them running when we are not there, including an electric coffee maker. We will not leave them running. You know, we don't. It's got a timer, and we can say, okay, you know, we're lazy, and let's have the coffee maker make coffee for us in the morning, so we can get up and stumble into the kitchen. We don't do that. We literally make the coffee, and we're there for everything that we do in the kitchen. We do not let these appliances run themselves. We don't, and we don't have problems. And yeah, the other thing is, because there's no chicken bones and no ribs in the dishwasher, we don't have the plugging up of the system and the overflow of that little lip that you're talking about with water on the floor. We don't have that.
Yeah.
And the water softener.
That pump gets stuck, yeah.
No, and the water softener.
Bones, olive pits, broken glass. You would think if a glass broke in your dishwasher, and please, students, think of this. So if a glass broke, it wasn't broken when you put it in. It's broken when you put it out, you're bringing it out. Why not take that extra little time to search for that piece of broken glass before it makes its way to the pump?
Yeah.
That I don't know.
Here's another thing. Frank, you don't have to put thin glass. You don't have to put thin glass in the dishwasher. You don't have to. There's no law that says you're going to have to do this. So literally, the coffee mugs that we use are heavy. The glasses that we use are heavy. They're not thin and fragile, and they're not likely to break. So we don't put them in there, and we don't, when we put them in, we have these Rubbermaid storage containers, you know, for food, for the freezer and for the refrigerator. And we use those lids that come with those containers as cushions against cups, even though they're ceramic, so they don't bang into each other. Because we know that eventually something is going to break, so why have it break? And then why go searching around with a flashlight on our hands and knees looking for little pieces that we can't find?
But, you know, okay, so our class knows no thin glasses, wash them by hand, become, as you said, an hydronic ceramic technician. You want to tell our students what that is?
Yeah, hydro-ceramic technician. You know, hydro meaning liquid. Ceramic meaning like dishes and plates and cups. And a technician is one who can apply, you know, the water and the detergent efficiently to those things and clean them. And eventually, class, if you do it for as long as I've been doing it, you can almost be certified and put it on your resume.
You're a glorified dishwasher. I laughed when you said that. What is he promoting here? Hydronic ceramic technician, glorified dishwasher.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so another gold nugget for our class. If you don't use your dishwasher all the time, and some people don't, depending on how many people in the family and so on and so forth, so it's there just for that occasion, like Christmas, Thanksgiving, and so on and so forth, a period. However, there's a situation there. It's like a new car with low mileage, but in the garage where the rust dent is. Or, well, a dishwasher has what we call ceramic seals, and it's seals that actually, if you ever wonder why water doesn't leak when there's a motor going around and it's pushing water all over the place, well, a lot of the dishwashers, there's a ceramic seal, a carbon and ceramic seal that kind of are put together, and it's the robbing of those two seals that actually stop water from coming out. So what happens is if you don't use your dishwasher on a regular basis, those seals can actually get stuck. And once they get stuck, they lose their ability to seal, because now the whole thing is going around instead of just the seals. So you don't have to my customers, when I have to change a pump, and it's sometimes, you know, difficult because of just what I'm saying, not using the dishwasher. It's like you didn't want to use a dishwasher, not to air it, but now you're into a pump problem. Is every now and then, just fill the dishwasher and drain it, okay? And that will save you from, in the future, getting a new pump. So that's a nice,
that's a very, that's a very good... That's a very good point, Frank. And it's not just dishwashers. You're talking about a carbon/ceramic seal. So one surface is carbon, like pencil lead carbon, and it's pretty soft. And the other is ceramic, which is pretty hard. Well, the same thing is true with a generator. So, for example, if you have a generator and it's sitting out in the garage and there's humidity, the brushes... There are brushes and two brushes in a generator, or three if it's a three phase. Those brushes will stick to the brass rings, just like the carbon ceramic seals will stick together from not use, lack of use. So the idea is to start your generator, or at least pull the crank, you know, or pull the rope once in a while, so that the actual engine and generator head itself spins. Same thing, same carbon block issue, sticking. And, Frank, I replaced a set of brushes on a whole house generator. Dealer sold a generator to a customer, a really nice, nice generator. Well, it wouldn't generate electricity. The engine seemed to run, but it wouldn't generate electricity. $18 shift for a set of brushes. Put the brushes in, and it worked perfectly. So here, I mean, we're talking about a $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $10,000 generator that had an $18 problem. So we're back to, you got to do it yourself. You have to learn how to do it. And you can't trust other people. It's as simple as that. So it's, and what Frank is saying is about cars, you know, it's the older couple who just used the car to go to church once a week. Well, that thing's destroyed sitting in the garage because it hasn't been used. The brakes haven't been exercised. It's a hydraulic system, has rubber seals. There's so many components that just have not been lubricated because, you know, the car's only used once in a while. You know, 20 years old, 10,000 miles. That's worse, generally speaking, than one that's been used normally. So, back to you, Frank.
Yeah. No. Back to me. Yeah, and you know, to finish it up, don't be afraid to replace your dishwasher. They're very standard. They fit in this specific hole in your under your cupboard, 24 inches, usually what they are. And plumbing is pretty easy. And one in future classes, we're going to talk about electricity, but proper electricity to deal with appliances, the proper electricity for washing machines, dryers, and so on and so forth. But that will be another class, Spence, that I've been thinking about. And so that's, yeah, that kind of completes your nice, beautiful dishwasher buying or new or reconditioned. Of course, some of the makes that I like, again, they're very general because the dishwasher is pretty simple appliance, but obviously with the stainless steel liner. But the Whirlpool is one that I go to. The KitchenAid, which KitchenAid used to make its own dishwasher, and there were like probably there are some of our students who have the original KitchenAid dishwasher. It was not even stainless steel inside. It was that hard there's a name for it that's escaping me right now. And those things, I still have parts to repair them. But again, a Whirlpool bought the KitchenAid not the dishwasher part of it, but just the name of it. So a nice little thing here is, yeah, you can buy KitchenAid, pay another $300 or $200, whatever it is, I'm not sure, for having that KitchenAid brand name, but underneath that KitchenAid is very much a Whirlpool washing machine. Yeah, there are a couple little different things, but in general, that's what it is. So you're going to buy something, and some people do, and we're going to buy it for the name as opposed to...
Well, Frank, when you're talking about KitchenAid, when Mrs. Finelli and I were first married, we bought a house that did not have a dishwasher, and we put a dishwasher in it, KitchenAid. And it was probably about 20-25% more expensive, but everything was heavier. The door was heavier. The tub was heavier. The whole unit was heavier. And it had one of these dials that you would move with your thumb. So it was a round dial, but you could only see part of it. And it was a mechanical timer, and it lasted a long time. And when Mrs. Finelli's mom wanted to have a dishwasher installed in their farmhouse that they didn't have a dishwasher, I cut out the cabinetry and put one in, and I put in a KitchenAid as well. And those things served us very, very well. It just worked and worked and worked. So, class, you know, Frank and I have talked about this many times. A water softener, if you have hard water, it's hard on the seals. It's hard on the seals on a washing machine. It's hard on the seals of a faucet. It's hard on the seals of a dishwasher. It's hard on the seals of a shower and bathtub. It's hard. It's hard water, and it's very abrasive. So if you're thinking, you know, $500, $700 for a do-it-yourself water softener versus not doing it, you will save that amount of money in a very, very short time, probably 4 or 5 years. You will save that in the absence of repairs that you would have had you had... If you had hard water. Frank, do you agree with that?
I totally agree with you on that, yes. And we've had many a classes with that, yes, for sure. In
so
everything. Including
really...
soap when you're taking a shower.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll be right back in final segment of today's class, Appliances, with Frank Pacheco in Canada. We'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank, are we going to talk about stoves, buying a stove? Use one?
Well, we're going to do it next week, but there's a couple more things I want to say to maybe help Kathy and our students now. So now you have a dishwasher, okay? Now, you want to, well, there's something wrong with it. Here is the technique that I would approach and what you should be approaching when the service. Obviously, the first thing you want to try to do it yourself. And believe me, I use it myself. There's a lot of YouTube videos, and for whatever reason, it's become a very, very popular thing to post people fixing their own appliances. So go to that. You brought up that when you're doing generators, you get manuals. There's a lot of sites that you can get free manuals. Now, you want the service manual. You don't want the manual that tells you how to do dishes and how to do this and how to do that. You're going to, when you're looking around, DuckDuckGo, whatever it is, a search engine that you have, you want the service manual. The service manual is what I use to repair stuff. Not only that, inside your dishwasher, and then most appliances, and unfortunately they hide it, and even I have problems finding, there's a whole bunch of information wrapped in a piece of paper, either it be in the front panel, inside the front panel. It's like a searching game for that, so look for that. But the thing is, you have a problem, and you see, and this is where now, you know what you know the sounds of your dishwasher when it's working properly. There's water coming in. There's a drain. You hear the drain going out, and there's some sort of a mortar in the background. Now, you probably hear all those things, but there's still water in the dishwasher. So now you've decided, okay, for lack of better reason, you've decided you want to call a serviceman. So you're going to call a serviceman. Here is what I think a good serviceman, and you should have it to your house, should be like. Hi, Frank, I'm in the dishwasher. And he should kind of question, have you done this? I.e., have you checked the drain tube going into your sink? Because I know when a dishwasher doesn't drain that's like 80% of the time something has gotten stuck in the drain pipe. And if he says, oh, I can't diagnose that problem with that going there, you know, because we are a good appliance repairman who wants to be helpful. Okay, I need to make a bit of money. Obviously, I run a business. But we also want to be helpful. If you go and he says, have you checked? Oh, there is such a thing. Yeah, underneath your sink, there's a rubber hose that goes into a plug. Check that, because what happens? The little things come right through the pump, get stuck in there, and dirt just accumulates. And Vince, it's so nice when my customers call me back, this, I found the problem. Thank you so much. I'll make sure I tell other people, and I make sure next time I have a problem, I'm going to have you back. See, to me, doing that little thing, going to a customer, driving for an hour, is not like it's not, I don't want to say it's not worth it, because obviously I'll go and do the repair, but it's something that the customer, our students could do, okay? And so there's got to be a bit of interaction. You almost have to interview this appliance repair person. And the point that I was trying to make is, an individual like myself who needs to make a living will go the extra mile to help a customer and solve problems, where if you get a big company, and I'm not putting them down, okay, but what I'm saying, the rapport between the customer, the student, our students, and the repairman tends to lack a little bit, because most of the appliance repair people in those big companies, they're just there mostly to make a living, to make an income, or to make a wage. You know what I'm saying?
They're there to and they're there to get in and get out and go on to the next customer.
Exactly. I hate to say that, and sometimes there's a bit of commission if they can sell a new appliance.
Right.
Not worth repairing. Oh, this is too old. Oh, come on, just like even take a look at it. Of course, for my appliance friends who are probably listening to the program, and I'm not putting it down, I just want you to be great technicians. Is listen to what the customer has to say before you make your big decision that it's not worth repairing.
Yeah, and Frank, grease is a problem too, because a little bit of grease gets more grease, and if you wash the dishes before you put them in the dishwasher, there's less likelihood of that exact problem that you said is a common problem. That will
very
happen.
Very common.
It's never happened to us, Frank. Never. Never. Because we don't put chunks of food in the dishwasher. We don't do that. Matter of fact,
well,
if there are any chunks of food,
beautiful class again today, Vince. Thank you so much for having me be part of the team, and I'm forward for next week. We'll talk about microwaves, and that concept of putting a cell phone inside a microwave, please flash, don't do it until we hear the next class, is just amazing. And that, obviously, I heard that from Bert Bertrand.
Bert, I said that.
And I've been around for almost 40 years plus, and I remember fixing the first dishwashers that came into the market. So that'll be a fun class next week.
Yeah. Frank, thank you so much for being with us. I'll see you same time next week. Frank Pacheco in Canada. We'll be talking about appliances.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.